Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our We want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word. It is the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. We're not willing to wait 50 years for what is ours on the basis of the Constitution of this United States and the authority of Congress. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in confrontation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
It is Friday night, and this is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Try saying that 10 times. It's a tongue twister, people. And I tell you, being from South Carolina, to say the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, Black Business Billionaires Network Club, it's a little hard there. But we are here, brothers and sisters. We got a tremendous, tremendous show today. I'm not going to, you know, try to do a little dialogue like I usually do. I'm just going to tell you, if you got some sense, you change your status and change your life in this place called America. So we have our special, special, special guest, and Lord knows I hope I say the name right, as Mushael from Land, Air, Water, Burrow. And we're going to talk about ascension. We're going to talk about changing your situation so we can, if people don't understand that you are in a predicament based on status, then it's something, I don't know. I don't know how you can't see that. I mean, I don't know all this stuff myself, but I know that something is wrong with my citizenship here because of the way I'm treated. And people treat you according to your status because, you know, if you're rich, you get a certain treatment. If you're poor, you get a certain treatment. If you're wanted, you get a certain treatment. If you're not wanted, you get a certain treatment. So we have to learn. We have to learn, and Brother Ishmael is here to teach us today. We're going to first bring on the man himself, the host of the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, Mr. Shalik Reed. Let's give him a nice hand. Okay, go ahead, y'all. Wake up.
What's up? What's up? What's up? So everybody in the house, I want to say thank you, man, and just thank everybody from the Neo Nation community. All of the supporters of Neo Nation, I want to thank Dr. Robinson, man. You know, I definitely want to thank Dr. Robinson because Dr. Robinson, thank you, man. Thank the creator for even allowing me the opportunity to even be here tonight. I thank the creator for being alive, man.
You know, now, full disclosure, I did not pay you to say all those things, right? What am I saying? You're paying the brothers to look good. No, I ain't that rich.
Listen, man. all I want to tell you, man, is that how thankful I am because, you know, this platform that you have provided for the community, for listeners, this is the ultimate platform. This is the platform that supplies everyone with financial education. They provide everyone with investment opportunities, such as like Reap More Network and Gregory Hall, who talks about the Tron case. He'll be discussing that on Saturday night, and he'll be talking about Reap More Network and how the plan is to let's work together and let's get it together, Reap More Network and the Tron case investments and so many other lucrative opportunities for
Amen.
Individuals. So I'm just thankful for Jaquan Diaz. I'm thankful for Coach Morale. I'm thankful for all of the staff at Neo Nation. So from Dr. Winborn, you know what? I'm gonna tell you so much, and the guest that we have tonight, which is a special guest, will be discussing the aspects of how you can obtain your freedom. As we know that there is a way for freedom and prosperity, and money.
Amen.
You know, do you if you change your status from the straw man, you know, are you willing to be a live man for African Americans? And Friday, every Friday, we'll be able to people can call in.
Amen.
At 7 to 9 and learn about how
Amen.
They can be free. So you go to the
website. Yeah, I'm so happy that
I'm listening.
I'm so happy as well that the brother's here. And, you know, it's such a long...
Musa L.
From Land, Air, Water, Borough. We're going to give a nice hand. We're going to welcome
him
in.
That's right. I know that he'll be discussing how sovereignty is a way of being. It's an attitude. It's a deep knowing that you are powerful, divine creator in your own right, that you are responsible for everything that is happening in your life, and that you are in charge of your destiny. The sovereign man
Amen.
Or woman strive to be self-reliant and self-regulating, needing no outside help or authority to tell them what to do. The sovereign man aims for complete self-control and self-mastery, knowing that if he or she cannot control himself, there are many who are very eager to step in and control him or her.
Wow.
So he'll be definitely coming in to discuss
yes.
The different arenas of how you can attain sovereignty financially, health-wise, and legal-wise. The resources he'll be discussing will focus mainly on legal sovereignty, and they'll help you realize that so-called authorities have no power over you, you know, other than
there you
the power
go.
You
there
give
you
them.
Go.
And he'll teach
and
you how to defend yourself in court, how to successfully escape unlawful fines, fees, and citations, how to stop foreclosure, and more. So, you know, the government
you
only
go.
Gets its power from the consent of the governed. You can choose to
there
withdraw that consent at any time, and you are the master in government and of yourself. So, you know, he'll be in
Amen.
Discussing those
Great.
Things.
Well, he's in now. He's actually here right now, and we want to welcome him in, Brother Uchumael from Land, Air, Water, Borough. How are you?
I'm living a God dream, brothers, and what a warm welcome. I'm glad to be here. Peace and love to the people. Happy
Peace
new
and
moon.
Love, brother.
Yes, happy new moon. It's a great time.
Happy
glad
moon.
To be here.
Yes, sir.
Fighting.
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank
you. You are all welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. We thank you, and we are blessed with your presence here tonight. So what do you have to share with us, Brother Ashmusael? Please share with us. But let me explain. Let me just briefly for a moment for those who are listening, because I will definitely share with them later on, but I want to just briefly just tell them that you can sign up and go to landairwaterbureau.com. All right, it's a website. Am I? It's YouTube. Am I correct, Brother Ashmusael?
Yes. Go to the YouTube channel and put in the search engine Land, Air, Water Bureau. You'll see the materials, the videos that we posted. Should be about 30 videos waiting for you to casually go through, full of information, full of testimonials, full of the world's greatest mystery of all time.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know what? My thing is, brothers, my thing is that I spent so many years, you know, on this place here called North America, and I knew there was something wrong with the behavior, with the construct, with the government as it is, but I didn't know what it was. And at this point right now, I'm like, how did I miss all of this miseducation, this misguidance? You know, how did I miss it?
Well, you missed it the same way Germany was taken by Hitler. Propaganda, mind control, media, analysis paralysis, thus being the order of the day. There's a history that hasn't been revealed. This is the greatest story never told. We're going to break some spells tonight and remove some of the sorcery and get our people to climb out of that grave that they're in by first realizing that you're in a grave and legally dead. You see, there's a body of law called the Dead Man Statutes. Dead Man Statutes. Many people experience who've been to court, it's like these people aren't hearing me. You know, they're violating everything. None of it makes sense. How about the Dead Man Statute states that the courts can't hear people that are legally dead. Dead men don't talk. Dead women don't talk. You can't hear them. So if your status is legally dead, this is the source of your suffering. You're in a shallow grave buried in the West in your own land, thus being the order of the day from foreigners that have come along and waged a war against the people. It's a cold war right outside the front door. It's commerce, maritime admiralty. The people have been flooded out inside of a system that is, we say, operating jurisdictions that people still haven't identified. There's LAW. That's what law is. The acronym, L, land, A, air, W, water. Those are the three concurrently operating jurisdictions, whether you realize it or not. It's governing all of your affairs. You're making decisions inside of paradoxes that people haven't even configured in the construct of their mind by mass mind control. You must master all three jurisdictions to be on top. And the best way to do that is to first identify what these jurisdictions are. What is the land jurisdiction? The land jurisdiction is treaties, institutions, common law. What is the air jurisdiction? The air is dealing in the ethers and the spirits. So ecclesiastical law deals in your creed. What is your creed, brothers and sisters? What is your way of paying tribute and honor to the divine creators? And what is the body of law that governs natural law? W, the water jurisdiction. The water jurisdiction is maritime admiralty, law of the sea. The people have been deemed and declared dead at sea by taking on names that delude to slavery. You have been disinherited from the other jurisdiction because you're flooded out, commercial world. If you're carrying around identification documents that are styled in all capital letters, is it a coincidence, same thing on a tombstone at the graveyard, on your bills? The water jurisdiction is commerce. The people have been debased, dehumanized, and abused down to the state of being the legal fiction as a corporation. The people are in the left clutch of the eagle on the great seal where the arrows are, enemies of the state, because this is a society of sovereigns. This is a republic. We the people, where you find the Bill of Rights. However, if you're not one of the people, you're one of the person. We the people of this great nation are on the right clutch of the bird, where you find the alkalinity in the olives. The olives in the clutch of the bird. So we have some things prepared. I'll just go right into it. We're going to break some spells and show you how this battle is already won, brothers and sisters. It's all waiting for you. We're going to give scientific law references for the people to verify, those who want to follow the footprints on this mighty lesson, because this is what's going to free you. If you put into your search browser 90th Congress, First Session, Volume 113, Part 12, which occurred on June 12, 1967 to June 20th, 1967, you'll find this document directly from the Congressional Record. This 14th Amendment, brothers and sisters, is unconstitutional. The government knows that it's unconstitutional. The judges know it's unconstitutional. And we're going to demonstrate how it is on the Congressional Record that it's unconstitutional. It only exists in the shadows of your mind. So we're going to emanate light to the darkest caverns of your mind, effectuate the manifesto of eternal sunshine, of a spotless mind. We're going to leave no spots in the mind tonight of the people with this document, because it's made plain. This is not me giving my opinion. This is me reading the official document. 14th Amendment, equal protection law or tool of usurpation. Mr. Pryor, Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the gentleman from Louisiana, Mr. Rarick, may extend his remarks at this point in the record and include extraneous matter. The Speaker, pro tempore, is there objection to the request of the gentleman from Arkansas? There is no objection. Mr. Rarick, Mr. Speaker, arrogantly ignoring clear-cut expressions in the Constitution of the United States, the declared intent of its drafters, notwithstanding, our unelected federal judges read out prohibitions of the Constitution of the United States by adopting the fuzzy haze of the 14th Amendment to legislate their personal ideas, prejudices, theories, guilt complexes, aims, and whims. Through the cooperation of intellectual educators, we have subjected ourselves to accept destructive use and meaning of words and phrases. We blindly accept new meanings and changed values to alter our traditional thoughts. We have tolerantly permitted the habitual misuse of words to serve as a vehicle to abandon our foundations and goals. Thus, the present use and expansion of the 14th Amendment is a sham.
I think you fell out for a moment.
I apologize.
I hear you now. You completed your thought, but I wanted to ask a question. Was this a methodology to continue enslavement in another form?
Yes, this is a usurpation, as it's identifying in the document, and it goes into the history of it. It says that, interestingly enough, the 14th Amendment, whether ratified or not, was but the expression of emotional outpouring of public sentiment following the war between the states. Its obvious purpose and intent was but to free human beings from ownership as a chattel by other humans. Its aim was no more than to free the slaves. As our politically appointed federal judiciary proceeded down their chosen path of chaotic departure from the people's government by substituting their personal law rationalized under the 14th Amendment, their actions and verbiage brand them and their team as secessionists, rebels with pens instead of guns, seeking to divide our union. They must be stopped. Public opinion must be aroused. The union must and shall be preserved. Mr. Speaker, I ask include in the record, following my remarks, House Concurrent Resolution 208 of the Louisiana Legislature urging this Congress to declare the 14th Amendment illegal. Also, I include in the record an informative and well-annotated treatise on the illegality of the 14th Amendment, the play toy of our secessionist judges, which has been prepared by Judge Leander H. Perez of Louisiana. House Resolution 208, a concurrent resolution to expose the unconstitutionality of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States to interpose the sovereignty of the state of Louisiana against the execution of said amendment in this state, to memorialize the Congress of the United States to repeal its joint resolution of July 28, 1868, declaring that said amendment had been ratified, and to provide for the distribution of certified copies of this resolution. Whereas the purported 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution was never lawfully adopted in accordance with the requirements of the United States Constitution because 11 states of the Union were deprived of their equal suffrage in the Senate in violation of Article 5 when 11 southern states, including Louisiana, were excluded from deliberation and decision in the adoption of the joint resolution proposing said 14th Amendment. Said resolution was not presented to the President of the United States in order that the same should take effect as required by Article 1, Section 7.
Wow.
So let's deal with that first part, because 14th Amendment, evaluating person's status, eliminating a full house of the Congress and the Senate to vote so that we can be where we are today, which is modern day slavery, working class slavery, subhuman conditions and dehumanizing and marginalizing people, all the terms that we hear, racism, systematic, you know, discrimination, all that stuff falls under this category, if you will.
Yes, the people haven't made the distinction in their mind between the United States of America and the United States, and it's fatal. Because we the people, well, let's say it like this, and you can answer it in your mind, brothers and sisters, so we can identify that there's information missing. What year was the United States of America founded? If you said 1776, you are correct. Next question. What year was the United States founded? I know the people haven't even made the distinction between the two. So how can you answer what year was a second one founded? That's 1871, brothers and sisters, and you can verify that by putting in your search browser the Organic Act of 1871. You will identify that you are a corporate ward of the fictitious, bankrupt United States that came along, 93 years later. So the confusion is, when you hear the Constitution speaking of we the people and the Bill of Rights, you think it applies to you, but it doesn't. And this is what the Dred Scott case decision was about, because the framers of the Constitution could not have contemplated rights for blacks, whites, Indians, Hispanics, Latinos, Indians, and all of these colorable terms because they did not exist to describe the people at the time. Those terms came along as, what did you say, observed nationalities inside of the record. So if you take on those identities, then you just came under the jurisdiction of the beast. Say the devil is a liar. If your identity was created by an act of Congress that wasn't properly ratified, that isn't even official on its face, then you're dealing in the world of Satan.
Wow.
The devil.
Wow. Wow.
History.
Wow. So let's deal with that in terms of we'll open up the mics for questioning, but let's deal with just that, the part of the 14th Amendment, the part of having an identity that was being used to destruct mankind and humanity. You know, people, let's deal with the fact that a lot of people don't understand that terms like black, terms like African American, terms like white American, but I think the white Americans, if I may, Brother Ishmael, they got the privilege connected to their name somehow. They got. I'm sorry.
What was
again.
That?
They,
no,
the
I
white
was just,
people.
I'm listening.
White people, which they had a better. They have better conditioning now in terms of their economics is better, their social conditioning is better. And I was just saying that because you said that even white is a negative connotation according to the structure of the 14th Amendment. But my other question is maybe the privilege of being white came along to subsidize the ill fates that they would have met if they didn't have that privilege part.
Yes, the privilege is the bait and switch, classic bait and switch to create the semblance of classism. So if you're
okay.
going to create a fixed prediction to keep the people at odds with themselves, you create a false paradigm by staging a false war, one against the other, black against the white against the black, and keep them arguing and at odds with themselves and never find out what the master's doing.
Both. Amen, amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to open mics, people, and we're just going to discuss the first thing, the 14th Amendment, the fact that you've been given a title that's a disadvantage for you and your family. It's dehumanizing you. It's demoralizing you. It puts you in a very disadvantaged position. So we want to deal with that as a questioning, and everybody gets a minute, and then hopefully Brother Mushael can, you know, answer your questions as, you know, short as possible as well. So we're going to open up 718-513. Your mic is open. Maybe you're on mute, 718-513. Are you on mute? Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but I'm just listening tonight.
Okay,
just,
thank you so much. We appreciate that.
I'm just listening to your podcast tonight.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that as well.
Right.
Okay, we're going to open 305-876. 305-876. You might have to unmute yourself, people, as well. I don't know if you mute yourself on purpose. 305-876, your mic is open. Okay. People are quiet tonight. 917-678, 917-678, your mic is open.
Peace and greetings. How are you, Reverend? It's Queen Amina.
Queen Amina, oh, my God, we're so happy to have you. I didn't recognize your number. Oh, my God, it's a pleasure.
This has been a wonderful, wonderful presentation. I have got to thank the brother for breaking it down. This is something that most of us just don't know anything about at all. And even when we do hear it, we're like, what? We don't get it. We just can't conceptualize it. This is such serious, hardcore, truthful information. And I really believe that if we move on this in one accord, that we could really make some wonderful things happen for ourselves, because we can see quite grossly and greatly that we're not a priority of this government. And as the brother was saying, the terms, the legal terms, the legalese, we don't understand the court system at all. We don't understand the bench. We don't understand maritime law, all these things. So I'm just really excited that you were able to provide this particular broadcast on tonight, because I really hope the family can grasp it. I hope the family, even after this recording is over, play this back, invite some friends over, forward it to some people. You know, this is the only way I feel that we're really going to get, or one of the only ways, because I believe there's more than one way to feed a cat. But definitely we need this for our own economic empowerment. And if we knew how much our bodies were worth as straw men in this government corporative setup, maybe people would really act on it. I don't know if the brother has that particular information tonight as to how much money is actually in the U.S. Treasury that gets generated once you're born and your parents fill out your birth certificate and you've got that number at the bottom of your birth certificate. There's an account that's open for you in the U.S. Treasury, and it just accrues money that you never see because you don't know anything about it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Rev. You know I love you, Rev, so go ahead.
Love you too as well. Thank you so much for being on. We appreciate
Ashe.
That. Ashe. Oh, yes, Brother Ushmael, you can respond.
Oh, I mean, the sister nailed it. She's spot on. I appreciate that fire. That's raw truth. And, yes, brothers and sisters, I'm not sure if we're aware of it or not, but there's a bankruptcy going on outside. You know, I know we've been taught with this illusionary debt that's floating around with your big house and your big car and the designer brands and all this fancy things that's happening in the United States of America. Guess what? It's all happening under a bankruptcy. Look at the national debt. Each of you individually as a U.S. person has over $200,000 of your fair share of the national debt before your own personal debt, because you're endorsing private credit from the International Monetary Fund through the Federal Reserve Bank. You have special drawing rights. The Constitution identifies only Congress can emit bills of credit. We are not trading lawful money. Every time you do a draft and a transaction for issuing a security, this is the source of what our beloved sister was just shedding light on. This is the account that's held at the Treasury, styled in all capital letters in your name. It is your estate. You have been born into a real live matrix that you do not understand. However, there is a beautiful prize waiting for you in your name. And if you want more information on identifying these things, you need not go any further than treasury.gov and look at the Treasury Financial Manual. Find out what House Joint Resolution 192 is, Public Law 9310 is. You'll discover that we're in a bankruptcy. You are a commodity inside of the bankruptcy. Because your estate is what your estate at Treasury, particularly, is a clearinghouse at Treasury for any commercial paper with your name on it, filed in all capital letters. The Treasury pays out interest on whoever deposits the instruments with your name on it, like finding money on the street. You know how to register it with your status correct. Can be very lucrative. This is the greatest mystery of all times. Nothing short of it. As a matter of fact, more tangible proof. Put in your search browser, IRS tax refund check. You'll see on the left plane, top left, it says United States Treasury. On that same plane, center right, you'll see a number so large that the person looking at the check, even though their name is styled on the check from the Treasury in all capital letters, they immediately disassociate themselves from that number and hand bottom right to the number to cash that little check. There are hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, depending upon how many securities that entity is responsible for that is currently accessible and ready for you right at the Treasury. Another source to verify the legitimacy of these extraordinary claims. But are they extraordinary when I can point you directly to where to verify the information? Public Law 97258, Money and Finance, Title 31, Money and Finance, your securities, your commercial transactions, anything except gold and silver, which no one's trading, is a commodity. It's a security, and it's money, cash equivalent in the hands of the holder. The natural fact. I yield.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to open up, okay, 917-678. 917-678. You're on with Brother Mushael.
That's me again, Rev.
See, I'm getting old here,
I
right?
I just want to say thank you because
dropped
it.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for being on. I appreciate that 100%. That's why I keep coming back to you, I guess. Okay. All right. We're going to open up Mike 469-453. You're on with Brother Ishmael. You have any questions pertaining to how this whole thing been constructed to take away your freedom? 469-453. Are you unmuted? Okay. Are you there? I think I hear you saying something. 469-453. Are you there? Okay, we'll go to 941-763. Your mic is open.
No, I'm just listening here. I have no idea what I got myself into here. I'm a first-time listener, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Good to have you on.
What is all this about here now? What are they talking, discussing here about some kind of, well, the young lady said that from what she understood is there is a fund of some sort under everybody's name on the bottom of their birth certificate, a number that is in the Federal Reserve. What is this?
Yes. Yes. You want to ask a question to Mr. Ishmael? You want to ask him a question pertaining to that?
Well, yeah, just that alone. I have no idea. Whoever knew? I never heard anyone else talk about it or ever. So it sounds like a dreamy kind of thing, really.
There are government documents that can show you exactly what they're talking about. It might be on a secretive level, and maybe a lot of citizens don't know, but government officials know, and there are ways in which one can discover this.
Well, if it's true, they probably already tapped into it and stole the money, just like they're doing with Social Security and everything else.
Okay. Someone said hello?
Yeah, hi.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, though, right? You know, if
yes,
somebody
yes,
else
I
knows
do.
That there's a pot of gold.
Let me ask the guest, our special guest, if he can answer that question as well.
The question is there an account? Is that what it
was? Hey, buddy.
He was saying that there's a possibility that account that was opened up in people's name has already been spent.
Impossible, because, well, let's first understand that you have a lawful requirement to register and check in with your government about your use of that name. Each of you who hasn't done the process of ascending the status is enemy of the state. Each of your states require for you to complete the ascent of your status. You are inside of a bankruptcy. Every transaction that you make is a security in the public because you are not trading in gold and silver. This is an ongoing thing. It happens every day that ends with Y. Every time you do a transaction, there is registry on a security being, and by public law, it must be deposited with the Treasury, with depository institutions. Every move you make in commerce, you're in a new security, so it is impossible for these funds to be deposited.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to open up, someone else was talking before. Ma'am, can you identify yourself? I believe you wanted the lines that would open up, but you didn't respond. Okay, all right, that's that. Okay, okay. Okay. So I'm going to try again. 469-453, your mic is open. 469-453, your mic is open.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, I'm new to the call as well. And there was a website that he had given earlier. Greetings to everyone, as by the way. But there was a website that he had given for the Treasury. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, that's treasury.gov. And what you want to look at particularly is the Treasury Financial Manual. And I heard it mentioned earlier that maybe these things are secret, but how secretive is it if I can give you direct link for you to go to the website and develop a curiosity to verify some of these points, because it's there waiting for you to discover. Each of your states, as I just stated, requires for you. This is not something selling point. We're assisting you to complete the constitutionally required, constitutionally mandated, okay, regulation for you to take your position in law in regard to courts, in regards to a contract, in regards to your interest and your transaction in public where securities are issued. And that's where it happens at. When you go to the treasury.gov and you look at the Treasury Financial Manual, you'll see what money is. You'll find out that it's cash equivalent. You'll see that everything that's a security or obligation of the United States defined in 18 U.S.C. Section 8. It's a security and obligation of the United States. So you must take possession of your commercial house in maritime admiralty. You must protect your interest. What was that?
And that would be our birth certificate.
Well, that would be one aspect of it. It's so many different things that I would say that's a huge part of it, yes.
Okay. Because I've done some of the work on that already. So,
right.
And I've received my advice.
This is the greatest mystery of all times. We haven't heard of anyone outside of our organization doing these work successfully. I know people hear me say things, but we don't give the secret sauce. These things happen as a matter of law, and it happens for clients at Land, Air, Water Bureau. We publish videos, and people come back, yeah, I saw it. I tried to go and get my certificate of live birth. They told me that they can't give it to me. The state has it, and that I need a court order and this and that. It's more than just getting a certificate of live birth. That's not the half of it. There's
right.
a non-judicial process that you must master, and the only way to master it is the law. And law, particularly ecclesiastical law, to have these titles conveyed. people should get familiar with the term corporation soul. Is it a coincidence that it's called a corp soul, a corporation soul? That's what it is. You are a battery. You are energy. Everywhere you show up and present your identification documents, you're issued securities, which are cash equivalent, money in the hands of the holder. So this is something that's been around the entire time you stepped off the porch and went and got your first job or career, what have you, and went out into the public. And it's being traded, and this is the source of the national debt. The national debt is securities that haven't been claimed by the principal to be to have the book balance on the national side of the government.
Okay, 305-876. Okay, let me see. Okay. 305-876, 305-876, your mic is open. 305-876.
I don't know if that's my mic, if that's my number, because this is a new number for me. But
yes, it's open.
Okay. All right. What you want to do, close it?
No, no. You 305-876. I was asking if you had a question for Brother Ishmael.
Okay. Well now I this is the first time I've called into this number. I'm familiar with some of the stuff that he's talking about. But since you sent it to me, who is a friend of mine,
who is this, Dr. Walker?
Yeah, this is Dr. Walker.
Oh, Dr. Walker, so good to have you on. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, so I called in because you sent it to me, and I said, well, then let me call because I know you don't deal with foolishness. So let me call to see what is this about. So that's why I'm on the call.
Yes, ma'am. This is so important that we let people know this because this is why we are in the conditions that we are in. That's why we have police abuse. That's why we have bad school systems that teach wrong information in history. That's why we have, you know, no good fire departments and people live in squalor and people are homeless up and down the country. A lot of it is by design. And Brother Ishmael did a lot of work where people can change their status and then change their life, go through the process of ascension and change their condition. So it's so important that we understand what we're dealing with. And all this stuff is nothing hidden. You know, Brother Ishmael have documentation and reference that will prove to people that this is by design.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Society is a reflection of the mindset of the people. When we turn on the news, what we're looking at is the education and the mentality and the light cold lockdown in the minds of the people. And this is a purposely sustained problem. We've been under national emergency so far back, I can't remember. You can put that right in your browser, sustained national emergency. This is a republic, not a democracy. Not a demonocracy, okay? We got to get back to the republic, we the people, where you find the Bill of Rights dealing with people and not persons. Persons are corporations, brothers and sisters. It doesn't say we the person, we the people. Look those two unsuspecting words up in the law dictionary. You'll find out that people, of course, homo sapiens, scientific term, person. Corporation, colorable, color of law. Find out what color of law is. You've been dealing with the semblance of law. This semblance of law only happens as a matter of contract. You've been conned off your track with this 14th Amendment. Natural track. You ask people, where's the United States? Well, it says right here at Uniform Commercial Code, UCC 9-307, location of debtor, definition H, location of United States. The United States is located in the District of Columbia. Well, wait a second. How can the whole United States, in the minds of the people, which only exists in the minds of the people, be in the 10-mile square District of Columbia? You've been duped, brothers and sisters, as debtors inside of a bankruptcy, and you willingly participate in spite of these facts being proven. If you don't take action, these are easily verifiable references. That's UCC 9-307, location of the United States is in the District of Columbia, not New York, not California, not Illinois, not Texas, or any of the several states which maintain their sovereignty on the county level. The Republic, which never forfeited its sovereignty. The people have been debased, miseducated into being corporate wards and debtors located in the 10-mile square as a matter of contract by being 14th Amendment colorable persons at the District of Columbia. I yield.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We have a special guest here as well. Give her a nice hand. So good to have you on. Always a pleasure.
Ron.
I try my best, you know.
You're a mess. But you know what? You make the old radical. I'm glad to have the name Enigma. Thank you. I'm just so thankful that I have not been crazy. And he makes me feel sane every time he opens his mouth. And the other sister just lets me know that us getting older at 65, if it means that I had to wait this long to hear truth again since Malcolm, I'm not mad. Set me free, because I damn sure been waiting. And I knew that there was something wrong with this system. And I've already had several examples. You don't see no Native Americans living next door to me, so I knew I was in the wrong direction. And your first president was illiterate in this country. Yes, the first one didn't know how to read, write, or do nothing. So please, history is their history, but for us to know ours and know our rights, this is the freedom that they're afraid of us having. Who in the hell makes $1 billion? You don't even want to clean up the projects that y'all created. All of this was a chess game. All of this was a chess game. Okay? And
wow,
they revise it every, including the virus, okay? Everything they ever done, it was to purposely to have control and do what they do. All right, since slavery. And since they learned that, they kept playing the game and more of us joined in with them, whoever got the money. But no, this game has to stop, and we have to know how to set ourselves free. And I'm so glad that this young man and this young lady and all those who are listening, whether you are crippled, crazy, drunk, or blind, whatever you on, get rehabbed and wake up. It's time to wake up. There's no more excuses. I'm definitely doing mine as we speak. I'm a Native American. My mother and father, I ain't even going to curse. I'm going to make you a happy man today. I'm not cursing. I ain't flipping out. I ain't losing my mind. I ain't blow up nothing. I'm not on nothing. I'm just as happy. I swear I feel more privileged than a white woman, but I'm going to stay black. And Native
American.
I'm trying to feel none of this. I feel so free right now, I could jump out the window and feel like I could fly. I know as an old Marine, and I served in this country and been spit on and pissed on and the whole nine yards, God never lies, Ron. You understand that? And that's why he's
Amen.
Alive. He always Amen. Sets you free. And I feel so free. You know, Ron.
Yes. Yes. I know. Hey, listen.
Ron, you know how free
you.
Between this
yes.
young man and my son and this young lady that I heard on this radio. I swear, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing that I just don't. There's a truth is all I want to hear.
Amen.
And yes,
Amen.
This is the time of Satan. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. And Jesus is so whatever's alive in you. The church is made without human hands as your body. I swear, I've been waiting for y'all, and I'm so blessed. It's like being in the fiery inferno. Or having menopause for a long time. I don't know. You pick one. I am feeling so free. You know how I'm feeling, man. You know how I'm feeling. I'm
yes.
just,
yes.
yo. And I'm getting ready to play games with this political thing, this game, this machine that they have. And I'm about to blow it up with all kinds of truth. Not this truth. I mean their truth. You know, it's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm friends with so-and-so, and so are you. Yes, I'm an ex-offender and an ex-former Marine, and I'm a mother, and I'm this, and yes, and so are you. Next, let's have this war. Get it on. And you know why America's scared to have a war? Because they know damn well they wouldn't survive it, you know? I tell you, the new America's in Vietnam. As quiet as this cat. Shoot. I am truly happy with these young people knowing who they are. If it ain't but three and all six of us go to heaven, I ain't mad at you. I'm glad that y'all let me come along. Because I've been waiting a long time since Malcolm, since my Uncle Pegleg. Damn, since my father who used to sit in the chair with a double barrel rifle protecting me against the KKK, I ain't playing. Come on with the truth, boo. Anybody want to play like they don't know, that's on them. There's only once that you could rise from the dead. I love
Amen.
You, babe. I love
Amen.
You. You know?
Amen.
I love you. And I really, can you pronounce the young man's name for me? Because my teeth
are
alive.
Yes, I'm going to let him teach us the proper pronunciation because I don't
yeah,
want
to. Yeah, but my teeth are sliding and I have, you know, I talk to me, son.
Brother,
yeah.
Honorable.
Son, give us a right pronunciation of your name.
The correct pronunciation of the styling of the name is Ashmusa Il. That's Ashmusa Il.
Ashmusa
yes,
L.
Yes.
Well, Honorable
yes.
Ashmusa L, I want to say thank you from all those who have died and did not get to hear this. And now I've had the privilege of being raised by so many like Mother Hale. And I want to tell you that Mother Hale and you know, these are sisters who struggled hard, and Mrs. O.J., Eddie O.J.'s wife from WWRL, and my Uncle Pegleg, who tap danced on Ed Sullivan with one leg, and the other leg was chopped off. All those who have died and don't know who you are and didn't hear the truth and knew that there was freedom, thank you.
I receive that. Awesome.
All praises due to you. Thank you again. And the other sister that was talking, I want to tell her thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. Hold on. That's Queen Amina. Queen Amina, yes.
Queen Amina, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Because you definitely made me not want to watch TV ever again with sisters who are acting like they losing their mind. I swear, I love you. Hey, only thing I can do for you is lock and load, baby, and say oorah and simplify as an old Marine. Thank you, baby, for being the queen that you are.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I'm touched.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bless
and
you.
And there was
you.
A lady that was sounding like Eartha Kitt. I don't know. She said she was just listening, but your voice sounds so much like Eartha Kitt. I want to say thank you just for talking. And to my son, I want to say thank you. I love you. Don't have to like you, but I do love you because you're a brilliant young man. And thank my father for helping me raise both of y'all. I'm just
a happy
woman today.
That is my good friend, Dr. Walker. I believe she's still on. Dr. Walker, you're still on? Are you still on, Dr. Walker?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yes, the young lady wants to thank you as well.
Okay. Well, I said thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful voice.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
So, Ron,
okay.
This has been a beautiful day. I'm telling you, I have never been so blessed today. And those
Amen.
Things that everybody needs to know need to come on here and set themselves free and get to know their history, because knowing your history is knowing yourself. And the more you know yourself, the stronger and taller you can just climb and feel so gigantic. I don't know the feeling what I'm feeling now, but I know that it's a beautiful thing. And if it's like hitting a lotto, then I guess it's like hitting a lotto, because I think freedom is better than anything that this country could ever possibly give me from this forth on.
Correct. And you have, you know, you come on with precise and specific understandings. Like, you know, everybody stick to the script and they try to keep on with the questioning, but you open up the doors and of knowledge and understanding, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron, because, you know, we come a long way, and you know how long it took me to wait for the blessing of my son to come home, and you know how it is for me to be a military person and then raise my kids and deal with racism and be in New York and the whole nine yards. So us coming from backgrounds of being in the Panthers and all that good stuff, you know, it's like it's really hard to deal with head games and, you know, the system and the politics that they play and the chess games that they play with our children and how they degrade women and how we help degrade ourselves and, our men play a part of, and they're being raped and pillaged and plundered. It has to come to an end, you know, without us wanting to destroy things. And I promised God that I would not blow up anything. I would not use anything military. If it's not from my heart, I will not be destructive. And you've helped
right.
me go on that path, Ron. So I am so blessed to have
you so
as
much.
A friend. We've come a long way.
I appreciate that. Listen, appreciate you. And as well as you've been a blessing to my life. And I was going to blow something up, too, and you stopped me. Yeah, definitely.
We can't both be in jail. I ain't that cute.
Right, somebody got to pay the bail, right? Somebody got to pay the bail. Definitely.
Or send 100%. A sandwich.
There you go. Holla. You got that right.
Throw a sandwich overboard. But
you
I thank
right.
you. And I'm going to look at all that information the young man spoke about. And I'm learning now. And I'm still reading on a lot of things. It's just a beautiful breath of fresh air. Without.
Yes.
I'm just telling you, it's just so wonderful, you know. It's just,
it is. I you know, brother really got my mind open and got my spirit uplifted, because, like I said, I spent these 71 years misguided, and now I'm going, you know, in the right direction. Thing that I wanted, and I tell people, listen, I waited for this a long time, and I'm not going to waste no time trying to figure out all the little doodads. I don't need to know all about the little, you know,
no.
It's good to know.
You either do want to do it, you want to be free, or you don't.
Exactly. And some things are like a Rolls Royce. You know, if you sell a Cavalier, Chevy Cavalier, you got to try to explain to people the goodness of the car to give it value. But when you sell a Rolls Royce, it's like automatically you can see what it is. Nobody has to sell you, you know, any ideas of what the quality
Amen.
Of the car or pricing. So this is like a Rolls Royce to me. You know, nobody had to
Amen.
Sell me any concept, because I know my relationship. Like you say, it's true. I know my relationship is ill. It's a relationship that's built on fraudulent activities. You know, it's built on falsification. It's not correct. Everything that was told to me or said to me or educated in the school system, it turned out to be a whole bunch of nothing. I mean, even without knowing what the brother is spilling out today, the system itself, for what you can see as a child, that something is wrong. The day I walked into a college university library, and one section said black history and the other section said American history, I knew something was wrong right then. You know, so we have to keep our eyes, our ears, and our minds open, you know, and we have to keep searching. And brothers did so much extensive work that the knowledge is all there, you know, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
And they don't like when you know yourself, because I remember, I'll never forget this, like my kindergarten teacher tried to tell me, you came off a boat. I said, no, I didn't. We was already here. My father taught me that. And she spanked my hand, and I walked home. And my father walked me back to school. he said, what is your problem touching her? She said, I told her y'all were slaves, and that's the history. He said, we are not slaves. We are black Native Americans, and we were here. We didn't come off no boat. You better know what you're talking about.
Right,
it's a beautiful thing when your people know who you are and where you came from, and you know how to set you free no matter what, and to see the rest of the system just buy into it. Like, where did New York go? I just want to know, where the hell did y'all go that y'all have to come back from something? And who set you free? Because it damn sure wasn't man when they tried to kill you with this.
That's
how
true.
How blind can you be not to know how many times they tried to kill you in this country? And they don't mind, and this was pre-told by Malcolm, that they don't mind killing their own with you. They don't mind killing their own with you. They don't mind. This was already pre-done, and they're going to do it again and again till they feel like they have control. And they divide and conquer. And the more they show you death and all nine yards and, oh, you know, let's get back to normal. Everybody could go and have a television show and do whatever. But yet you got millions and millions and millions who's starving and sleeping on the street with rats.
There you go. That's fact.
You got millions and millions and millions throughout the world drinking rat water. And did you not see the oil set the ocean on fire?
Interesting.
Did you not see? Do you not know that these are the days that, hey, we can either make it or break it? And either way, I see how we just leave stuff around military-wise just so they could pick it up and do what they need to do, because there's not enough of us to go around and protect who? And we can't protect ourselves.
Right, right.
We just
That's
make our
true.
Country and it's all good. We all back. Well, welcome back. Where did I go? I had to ask somebody. They said, welcome back, Carol. I said, where the hell? Was I back in the military and I didn't know that I black out? Am I wrong? Ron, did I take Prozac? I know the VA is right up there on the Kingsbridge. They dying for me to take something else. I haven't even gotten over. They waiting to see if I had still got Agent Orange. I said, no, I don't have that kind of blood. You don't need to test me. You don't need to know where I came from. None of that. I still take castor and kerosene and sugar. Mm-hmm. All right, way before they let you in the hospital and you was light-skinned and your mama was dark, they didn't let you in. You took kerosene and sugar and you sweat that pneumonia out.
Wow, wow.
The pot belly stove when we had Iceman come by. Iceman, this the Iceman. My uncle Peg Leg had his leg chopped off, and he greeted everybody like they was kings and queens. How all of a sudden we forgot how many times they tried to poison us? Dope, coke, crack, oxycodone, anything they can. Now it's called covert. If they telling you this is called germ warfare. I learned all this in the military. They trying to get rid of you through your food. But McDonald's stood strong, huh?
Yes.
If you don't set yourself free and stop acting like you're so superior in the world, I'm hoping that all black people know that we're just one. We're so blessed to be part of Jesus' world that it's a blessing just to breathe in the morning. They don't want you to have no air. They don't want you to have no water. They don't want you to have a life, and you don't want to have a life. But there's a time that you're going to have to want to be free, and this is the time. Reverend Ron is giving you something that I've been waiting for all my life. I wanted my mother and father to be free. I wanted
Amen.
James Brown to be free.
Amen.
I
Amen.
Wanted Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali knew he was free.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my
Amen.
God. There's so many people that I miss in my life that are older than me and wiser than I could ever be. Mother, hell, God bless you. You know, there's so many people. I have so many artists, and they were just good people, homemade people. Aretha Franklin. When she was young, oh, man, to come to a Hang'em town called Ellenville, New York, the KKK capital. Yo, please don't you want to be free.
Amen.
You don't know
Amen.
What it is to see white sheets, and I don't want y'all to know what it is, but you got the grand boobah ready to try to do it for 2022, and y'all don't want this. Y'all not ready. I'm not sacrificing my kids to this new world. I want them to be free, and they can live in any place in the world that they want. They're going to be free. They're going to be
right.
free.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
You know that, Ron. Like I told you,
okay.
my son, it's got to be free. And I thank
right.
you, young man. I thank you, and I thank my son and that young lady. You're going to make me jump out this phone. Go on, Ron, and do your
Okay, all right. So we're going to open up another mic. Thank you so much, Enigma, for that interesting
commentary. Love you. God loves you more.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. 330-714. We're going to open up your mic. 330-714. Your mic is open. 330-714. Your mic is open. Okay, you want to listen in? Okay. All right. Brother Musael.
Indeed.
We're gonna open up. Well, let me open up let me old brother Shalik if he have any more questions.
Some of those people there should be assisting or
646972 brother. Okay, we got a lot of people are shy tonight. So, Brother Ismael, just keep with the knowledge, man. Keep, you know, teaching us in terms of, you know, how do we get to this point? There's a lot of questions tonight. People are curious about Social Security numbers, birth certificate numbers. How did we start it from that trip in the Mayflower to a colony called the Colonies, 13 of them, to where we're at now in terms of, you know, was this around? This is very interesting that back in the day, they didn't have, when it started, they didn't have certain documents that they have now. you know, these birth certificates and social security numbers came on later. But was that same structure being developed as far as back when they started in the 1600s?
Well, what we first must realize is that these questions that you're asking are dealing in nothing short of the greatest story never told. The true history of what we now know as the United States of America. Many of the people haven't made the distinction made of two sides of the Great Seal, though it's the most circulated note on the face of the planet, the $1 bill, which is an oxymoron, because a dollar is 417 and a half grains of gold, silver, or I believe it's one-tenth part of an eagle of gold. Bill is a debt. So you're either dealing in substance or form. You're dealing in real equity or you're dealing in bondage. And thank you for making that distinction. And I'm hearing a few. I love the sister spirit for coming with that fire, you know, the sister that just called in. But I heard some fatal errors made, and I want to clean that up on this divine meeting. I heard the sister say that the first president was illiterate. How many of our people on this meeting realize that there were 14 presidents before George Washington? 14. The first one is actually Peyton Randolph. And I want to give high honors to these brothers right now on this new moon. We want to pay honors and respect to Peyton Randolph, Arthur Henry Middleton, John Hancock, Henry Lawrence, John Jay, Samuel Huntington, Thomas McKean, John Hanson, Elias Boudinot, Thomas Miffin, Richard Henry Lee, Nathaniel Gorham, and Cyrus Griffin. How many of us know that there were two Congresses? How many of us are aware that the current Congress is called the Acting Congress? Because just like as the term says, they're acting like the Congress. There's a First Continental Congress. And there's a Second Continental Congress. Which side of this eagle clutch are you on with your entity, which is your name, on the birth certificate that I just heard our beloved brother mention? There's a corporation happening right underneath your shadow. You are funding your own enslavement. And it's a shame. These are fatal errors, fatal dark spots in the mind from not knowing. Because without knowing the history, the true arstery of the illustrious story that what happened here with your birthright, with your state, with your people, it's the greatest story never told. And each of you are beneficiaries of this public trust. The world's greatest mystery of all times. The modern day Americans, the Native Americans, the sister said, that's fatal to call yourself that. You are not Native. Terms that we use to describe ourselves, we must come to a place of realizing comes with terms and conditions, brothers and sisters. Because how you self-identify, it comes along with treaties. It comes along with the history. You may inherit new enemies just by calling yourself something. Because that's how it works. You may come as allies with new nations, depending upon you getting it right. It just so happens that the true inhabitants of this land, North America particularly, are the heirs of the Lemurian civilization. There are 9 continents that existed between
the eastern seaboard of North America to North Africa, brothers and sisters, 65 million people are documented to have perished as a result of the cataclysms and the destruction that happened on the fatal date and is documented throughout the world. There are institutions that are hiding the true archaeology, the true history. They burned a lot of the libraries. They etched the names off the buildings. You are underneath a second colorable Continental Congress because you self-identify as a corporation, disinheriting yourself from your own birthright that happened as a result of the great nobles that I just mentioned earlier on this list. 35 of them were Moors and 20 of them were European sons. Your ancestors came, they actually, during these calamities that happened, they build these mounds that they're discovering. Some of them, I just heard our beloved brother Ron mention, and I looked it up, where your nativity occurred, where you came to Earth. They're pillaging another one of these mounds. These mounds, brothers and sisters, are the archaeological scientific facts that prove that the Moors of this land, the North Gate, survived the cataclysms by building underground. They had to survive what was on the surface. They came to the surface when the atmosphere began to settle and set up government. They were warring for hundreds of years amongst themselves, their own cousins, Europeans, Moors, melanated people, still with new ideologies, because they went that way and set up an entirely different caste system and began experimenting with the human genome, creating the other races. That's another part of the story that's missing. So how we self-identify, we disinherit ourselves from our natural inheritance, because these Moors wrote the Constitution as affirmed by said government with the acknowledgement that they have in the congressional records again, that the Constitution was written by, quote unquote, the Iroquois Confederacy, which is a misnomer for the Haudenosaunee Confederation of Moors. Natural facts. So each of you who are copper-colored people, as defined in the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, it says that the definition of American is the copper-colored people discovered here by the Europeans. Natural facts. You are indigenous to this land. You did not get here on a slave ship, brothers and sisters. How is it that at 2020, COVID breaks out, you have to be 6 feet apart if someone coughs? Did people, human beings, survive being on these ships for months on end? I think they're saying the average is 3 months, stacked up on top of each other, sweating, urinating, defecating, urinating, and doing it again for months on end, survive to make it to these shores. They want us to believe that. They have dinosaurs. Dinosaur bones in museums, they say, go back millions of years. I want to see these slave ships. I want to see true scientific data that corroborates this big lie, this reconstructive history fed to the minds of the heirs of the world's largest estate. I yield.
Wow. Anyone have any questions pertaining to the knowledge that was put down at this point?
Well, yes, I wanted to say thank you for the correction, but I went by what I was taught by my father and my mother and what I learned on my own. But I know that this system has never told the truth about anything, but my father told the truth and my mother told the truth. We did not come off a boat. That's
right,
what I
right.
know. I know that
well,
this
you know,
is
you know,
ours.
The thing about it, sister,
mm-hmm.
we have to realize the lie been so deep and so long. If you sit on the corner and you tell a lie long enough, I guarantee you 10 or 15 people will believe you. But this lie has been not only psychosocial, it's been academically told to us as well.
Yeah.
Roots was one of the most watched television programs in the history of programs, okay? Alex Haley, Roots, okay? Mm-hmm. He told that so eloquently. Who would not think, Brother Ishmael, who would not think that Brother Alex Haley would have just configured all that stuff in his head? You dig where I'm coming from?
Right.
You know,
I get it.
May I jump
I'm
in?
Here some...
Yes.
This is a fantastic conversation indeed. I also want to give some serious love to the Elder Queen that's on the line. Thank you so much for the love. And,
Thank you.
Brother Musael is just incredible because this is what we
yes.
need to hear. And one of
yes.
the biggest aspects that we don't realize is that when they separated the black, darker-skinned Native American from the lighter-skinned Native American, and they made those lighter-skinned Native Americans walk west into the Oklahoma territories,
yes.
which is the Trail of Tears, and
yes.
then they enslaved and labeled as Negro or slave the dark-skinned indigenous
yes.
peoples of this country. So that's another lesson that we will not get in anybody's history class in this Americanized Prussian system of education because
yeah.
that's where we went. Like, they don't understand that you didn't have to take 100 million people in boats and bring them across the transatlantic in that way. You already had millions of people here. And so if you can push the lie, like the Reverend said, on the street corner long enough, it will be believable. But the truth is always there. And so the fact that Musael is definitely bringing knowledge and truth that most of us, like I said before, are not aware of. And, I mean, I've got little, tidbits and pieces, but just to understand that we've always been here and that he took it to Lemuria. I was like, yes, Lemuria.
I'm so happy that truth is on here. I deserve the name Enigma because I defy the system. I don't care what it is until I got to truth. And then, and Musa Amel, I can't even say your name correctly, but it's not out of disrespect. It's just, I just love you so much, and I love the sister so much, and I'm so glad that my future and my life is not going to be that, bent over, woe with me. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I feel like Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day.
Ashe.
Indeed.
Thank you so
you
much.
All.
Y'all two make me feel like a little girl that was riding on Muhammad Ali's shoulder. You don't know. It makes me feel so good. It feels like when James Brown paid our rent. You don't know. You don't know when you Ron, you remember when the toilet, you had to flush it from the ceiling down?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I remember going, but see,
I go back to going to a toilet. There's nothing but the outhouse,
The outhouse,
there
so now we got a bathroom, damn it.
I go that far back.
I love this so much shit.
I go back far enough to remember when horse and buggy really was the ride of the day. There were cars. I'm not saying that wasn't car, but they wasn't plentiful where I come from. And horse and buggy was the ride of the day.
Well,
so
that's how I feel about
these
two. I feel like, look, I done moved on up to that Rolls Royce. I don't even want the Rolls Royce. Just give me a good pair of sneakers. I'll walk my rest of the way. I'm just so happy to know that I'm just glad to know I don't want to be I don't want to know that we're not, that our children are not going to be free. Y'all make my heart swell. Oh, Lord.
The well, one thing
I've
also know is that
when
you plant a seed, like, you know, I'm going to continue, and I'm probably the same with the Honorable Brother Musa El, and I know my family and how we roll. I'm going to plant the tree seeds. I know I'm not going to be alive to see that tree and sit in that shade, but
Amen.
I'm going to plant tree seeds so that our future and our children will understand the greatness. And I won't stop until it's done, until I take my last breath. This is my life's work. I'm not stopping. And my mother put a lot into me. My parents put a lot into me. My experiences that I've been able to have by the grace of the Creator, traveling around the world and, you know, being with all types of nationalities and peoples, and how much reverence and love they have for so-called black people. For melanated people.
Yes.
So I'm like, this is what we have to push. This is what we have to stress, and we have to learn. And again, I know for myself, even though I'm slightly aware, but I'm going to the Land Water Bureau website and YouTube channel to definitely do more homework now that I have one place I can go to. I know there are other places, and I know that you've got other Moors that are definitely doing due diligence and trying to free the people. But this particular.
Hello. Hello. What happened?
No, y'all can continue.
About it, and everybody's worried about credit. People talk about credit. People talk about all these other things, and they don't understand or realize that they're a straw man. Even in the quote unquote American accreditation system, you're still a straw man. And we don't want to be a straw man. We don't want to be the corporation anymore. We want to be whole, and we want to be able to utilize our specific inalienable rights as humans.
Amen.
So, you know, Brother Musa El, we can't hear enough from you. So, you know, take it away, please.
Brother Musa El, you are so beautiful.
Love is love, right? So you said inalienable, brothers and sisters. That's a fatal error again at law. I'm just here to be the law scientist that I am and point out, you know, the simple and how we use words in a courtroom are fatal. We must learn the difference between inalienable and unalienable. We use this word inalienable. That means you're able to be leaned in. Unalienable means you're unleanable. We want to become in a space where our property is unable to be leaned against. You see?
Okay.
And unalienable from us.
Okay.
And that's what is, and when we apply it at law, it's certainly waiting for us. So, I mean, I let you all guide. I mean, whatever you want to.
Oh,
ask.
No. We, no. We are here.
And it
we
feels
are
good.
Listening and learning.
Well, you know, I done got too old to want to play any kind of games. I'm here to learn, and I'm here to be free, and I'm here to be unable. And keep my teeth working. And Brother Musa El, I'm definitely trying to learn everything. I've been reading about certain things that you have. I'm going to the website. I'm getting these paperworks done and get my words and actions in order so it'll be not misconstrued for anything other than what it is.
Absolutely.
And I would admonish everybody as well, if I may, tell your sisters, tell your brothers, tell your nieces, your nephews, tell your uncles, tell your next door neighbor, tell your best friends, because people are lost and somebody have to hip them to what's going on.
You know, I'm telling my children, I'm telling my grandchildren, I'm telling my nieces, my nephew, my brothers, my sisters, my good friends that I come in contact with, you know, the friends that I've been friends with for years. You know, I got a best friend since we've been friends since 5, and here we are all these years later, we're still friends. He didn't kill me, I didn't kill him, but you know what I'm saying? But it's a beautiful thing, you know, reach out to other people. It's so important, this information, Brother Usmael, bringing to us, and it's so important that we spread the news. Don't you know? This is like when you know how it is when we find a good car or we find a something good to eat. We go around and tell everybody what that restaurant experience was like, what that car experience was like, and we need to talk about this in that same complexity. We need to talk about this in that same excitement. You know what I'm saying? We got to tell people.
Ron,
and tell
he would
people,
be beautiful. He would be beautiful doing seminars in the building, if and God willing for us to have it, or give him some kind of space in Harlem where he could come and speak like this, because I would love to have people, you know, hear the word, at least give them a taste, whether they understand it or not. They need to hear it, and the more they hear it and know how to do for themselves, because you could take them, you know, and you could buy fish, but it's better when people learn to fish for themselves. So it's better to bring it out there to the people, and let's get a space for it, you know, because we're getting ready to do that, get that space. And he could come anytime he wants and have his own moments, you know, or weekends or weekdays or whatever he chooses. What you think? Ron?
We talked about it. I'm not sure what happened with his mic, but I got something. I just heard the sister mention credit as well. Let's talk about this credit thing. A lot of people are finding out about discharging. They want to get their credit together, credit repair. Can status extension help with that? Brothers and sisters, how about we haven't even found out what credit is?
That's the truth.
We don't know what the Constitution says in regards to credit. You cannot obtain credit from a card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. None of them can give you credit. Credit isn't reported on Equifax, TransUnion, Experian. It can't come from a corporation or a bank. If we look at the Constitution, which we're missing from our education, it's another shadow in our mind, and we hope to effectuate eternal sunshine in a shadowless mind by acknowledging the Constitution as the law of the land, where it says treaties entered into before this Constitution is the law of the land, the supremacy in the land. At Clause 2, it says the Congress shall have power to borrow money on the credit of the United States.
So this is a false way of misleading people of believing that they have a credit situation when they don't.
They absolutely don't. When the true source of the credit comes from Congress, what is your relationship with the United States if you want to deal in credit? Because when we go to 15 USC, Section 78G, when dealing with the margin requirements, that's 15 USC, Section 78G, as in go, when dealing with the margin requirements, and put that in your search browser, and go down to subsection F, as in fund, this is just me reading again, not my opinion. Unlawful receipt credit. It is unlawful for any United States person or any foreign person controlled by a United States person or acting on behalf of or in conjunction with such person to obtain, receive, or enjoy the beneficial use of a loan or other extension of credit from any lender without regard to whether the lender's office or place of business is in a state or the transaction occurred in whole or in part within a state for the purpose of purchasing or carrying United States securities. What is a United States person? A United States person includes a person which is organized or exists under the laws of any state, or in the case of a natural person, which is a homo sapien,
right,
a citizen or resident of the United States. That just disqualifies your humanity because you are a citizen or resident of the United States located as a debtor in the District of Columbia, forfeiting your interest in credit, which makes it unlawful. And it's a sad thing. You can't participate, you can't obtain, receive, or enjoy the beneficial use of a loan or extension of credit.
So this government gives false impression that you're fighting for your credit.
Chasing debt, that's slavery. People are sinning in the name of obtaining fictitious Federal Reserve notes to pay bills, to eat, to survive. Like a rat on a wheel, running in circles, dog chasing its tail, never stopping to realize what's going on right at the graveyard, the name in all capital letters on the tombstone, legally dead the entire time in the world of Satan, fiction. Ecclesiastical law governs all. This is the way out.
Well, people have an opportunity right now to get with you, brother, to get the truth and start learning how to do it, because I know, as I told Brother Ron, that's what my intentions are, because who wants to keep going on this circle and this vicious circle and not have anything or be responsible for your own life? In your own finances, in your own business, you know, and keep dealing with this system of wondering if you're going to get a minimum wage, you know, and can you get that house or can you have that meal? This is an opportunity for people to come on and learn from you and be able to get that, which they've always been thinking that they're getting, but they're not.
Right, right. It certainly is. We're totally prepared. We welcome you. The torch is lit. God's not going out of business. We're keeping the lights on for you in a real way. Go to landairwaterbureau.com.
Thank you.
Click on Get Started Today. It's really that simple.
And believe me, this is knowledge that people need to have. It doesn't make a difference what age you are. Nobody has to go through any changes. You know, you decide. It's for once in your life, if you never made a decision, regardless of what your personal opinion is, do you want to have your own personal freedom? Do you want to get away from this madness and, you know, all the political crap that's been going on for years and nothing has changed?
Right, right. And the other thing is, do you want to save your children? You know, do you want to save your grandchildren, great-grandchildren? I think about the children. I think about their future. I think about the fact that they don't have to go through what I went through, what my mother went through, what my grandmother,
right,
and so forth and so on. Was totally unnecessary. If, you know, if we have brothers and sisters like Brother Amushael, we wouldn't, back in the days when I was growing up and when my mother and father and so forth and so on, we would have been in a much better position now. You know,
and we
I
did.
Been
we had Malcolm X, but we didn't have, you know, even brothers who were trying to set brothers free with knowledge that there's no such thing as racism. You know, and they silence a lot of people, you know, and certain things. Truth will always come out and they silence it. But this time the brother Musa El is telling the truth And the thing is, he teaches you where to go get the truth at. You ain't, he'll tell you in a minute, listen, you don't read this. I'm going to take you to this. Use your phone and run down this, and you'll see the information there. So it's not a thing, well, where is it? You know, it's there. Read it. Look, there it goes. You can do this.
Exactly. And that is a strategic strategy that we are using to shield ourselves from being personally attacked. How can we be personally attacked when we have legitimate sources to stand on, brothers and sisters? We are not presenting philosophy. We are not presenting swag. We are not presenting anything shiny. This is the truth in full light, in its fullness, for you to discover if you are really a seeker of that truth, if you are truly a bearer of that truth. It is waiting for you at Land, Air, Water Bureau in regards to the science of law.
You don't have to be a follower of anybody anymore. You could be your own person and be free and be have the knowledge of knowing that you know what you know because you know, not because, you know, this group is going this way and that group is going that way. This is a real truth of your reality. Nobody wasted their 65 and discover America. You discover yourself. And that's been the most important thing for myself, to know where I am and how to be free of this whole madness, because it's insane to be in hell and not know that you in it.
Indeed. Indeed. That's power.
Very. It's like the brother said, the Matrix. The Matrix is alive and well, and most people thought it was a movie.
Amen. Who keeps seeing killing after killing after? I mean, I'm glad to have a, you know, it's so, I can't even begin to tell you how I love the Lord and what he brought me through. Vietnam, then coming home and dope and people and alcohol and live. Till I'm 65, to know somebody will give me a compliment and say, you don't look it. I'm so, you don't even know what it takes to keep your mind together, you know, because you sleep on a bench and somebody, you know, you serve your country and they piss on you. And yo, if you don't want to be free or no, I don't care. If I'm the only one going to heaven, I see y'all later. I'm out.
Real thing.
Brother Musael, I'm just so ready to go. I'm done. I'm in your YouTube. I could say some things, but that would be mistaken for rudeness. But it's like this. If you never had a hemorrhoid, you got one now.
Oh, my goodness.
Hoorah, simplify. Y'all will live. I ain't said nothing new. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, two young people, I swear.
So,
yes, Ron.
You know how time wraps up as we're having a good time. I just want to ask Brother Umansa, huh?
No, we done already?
No, we're not done. I just want to ask Brother Usman L. if he can come on next week as well.
Please.
Trifecta, we're going to do the threes. That's fine. Book it.
And Queen,
okay,
you come
okay,
too.
Okay, great.
Queen? Is she there?
I'm right here. No, I'm right here.
You come next weekend too if you can. I would love that to hear your voice.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll speak to the Reverend about it. I'll see what's happening. I'm actually in the process of being wed.
All right, now.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Congratulations.
Let's give a little hand for that.
All right, now.
I'm receiving all of that.
Yay.
Honey, Luke and I are receiving all of that, Mike.
And she got a nice name for him. Say the name you call him.
I call him Honey Liz.
What you call him?
Honey Lish.
Honey Lace, there you go. There you go.
He's
Honey Lace.
The king, though. He's the king. You know what I'm saying? That's the king right there.
Hey,
amen.
As long as y'all love each other, I'm cool with it. You know? I'm just in love with both of y'all. And I'm glad that Ron brought me on board and my son told me. And Ron, you text me. That's how serious you were. Because I said, boy,
okay.
I said, this is beautiful. And
amen,
Brother Marcel L., I will pronounce your name correctly. And I will be, like I said, a hemorrhoid up your butt. Because you told me you was going to talk me about being indigenous and keeping my stuff together for my parents and my parents' parents and so forth and so on. And I believe in you. And I'm going to learn from you and Queen to be a better woman. So
let's
see you
on
next weekend.
Note,
I love you, Ron. You take it
I
out.
I love you, too. You know, I never can stop loving you. listen,
you
got
menopause. Stop playing.
At my age, anything you can get is good. Anyway,
that's what I'm saying.
Anyway. listen, me and you talking some stuff. These young folks will understand it now. We got to stop it. Anyway, y'all, it's been wonderful. It's
me.
Been beautiful. It's been a blessing. But I want y'all to know it's got to get better because brother Minister Hezekiah Walker said God is in control. Everybody take a listen. Bless everybody. God bless.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
In your heart.
better.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.